Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, July 15th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters with 113 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. There's probably only a handful of broadcasts that I've done more work, if any, in preparation to come on here today for this obviously extremely important transmission, the first InfoWars War Room since the assassination attempt of President Donald Trump. Now, as I introduce the show in this first 5 minutes, let's just check some boxes and then come back with some of the deep analysis. Let's respond to some of the other breaking news today and just kind of get it out of the way. Trump's classified documents case in Florida has been dismissed. Done. Tossed out. Now, I doubt Jack Smith gives up, but I think that for all intents and purposes, it's done as far as that impacting the election, because it'll be caught up in appeals long past Election Day. So, hey, we called that. You also have the vice president selection for Donald Trump just announced moments ago. It will be J.D. Vance. Now, I don't want to spend too much time responding to this today because it's breaking news. It is what it is. I will spend a little time on it. I'll give a little bit of a response. But it is what it is. Trump has selected Vance. And so we're not going to spend too much time covering that, because obviously the big story and most of today's show is going to focus around the assassination attempt that we saw on Saturday. I also have a security expert who's done advanced security for events like Trump rallies before. And we're going to talk to him and get his opinion on some of the stuff, some of the questions that we have. Now, getting ready for the next hour, we are going to look at, to me, all the important angles. And I mean, literally the camera angles, the angles on inside job, lone wolf shooter. We're going to look at the angle of the diversity hire, Kim Cheadle. And then how they lower the standards for women. And by the way, that's not just Secret Service. That's the military as well. So they have all these diversity protocols. So do you want a doctor who's the best doctor and qualified to be there and everybody has the same rules? Or do you want a doctor, an emergency surgeon, who had the rules and the expectations lowered because he's in some different identity group, so they have to lower the standards because they want that protocol? So that's what they do with Secret Service. So we're talking about when people's lives are on the lines, surgeons, Secret Service, they lower the standards so they can accomplish diversity. So what role did all of these things play in Saturday's attempted assassination? But then there's the obvious. And you notice that, hey, some of the left is owning it. They're saying, yep, we want Trump dead, kill him. I wish that he would have been shot. And obviously it's despicable behavior. But I got to be honest, some of me actually respects that more than the other part of the American left that's saying, oh, we want peace, we want unity, we need to lower the temperature in the room. Wait a second. You guys are the ones say Trump is Hitler, he's a dictator, he's a fascist, he's evil. So then that's the proper response, is you want him dead. So at least the people that are calling for him to be dead are consistent in their ideologies. And the people, lower the temperature. No, see, these are the people who know they've been caught now. These are the people who know they are responsible for the political violence. And now everyone in America sees it. So they're saying, no, not us. Look at us. We want peace. Lower the temperature. Oh, yeah.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
For the first hour of today's live transmission, we're going to be breaking down all the different angles and aspects the attempted assassination that we witnessed on Saturday. Now, I think that we should ground ourselves in this moment. And there's a lot of response to Trump's vice president selection, J.D. Vance. I'm going to hold my opinion on that and my breakdown on that till later, because I think the assassination attempt is still the pressing issue. You know the vice presidency pick, so there you go. We are lucky that Trump even has a vice presidency pick today. I think if we look at the worst case scenario from all the breakdown that we're going to have here today, Trump was probably not supposed to be with us. Trump was probably supposed to be out of the race and dead. So before we get overly emotional about the vice presidency pick, let's just remember that Trump probably wasn't even supposed to be here today. Now, having said that, let's just go back to Saturday. And let's actually look at all the different angles, look at all the different moments before we get into what led to this. Now, this is the highest quality video that we can find of that moment, the moment where Trump is talking, the shots ring out, he gets hit in the ear, and then one of the most powerful, iconic moments in the history of this country, Donald Trump stands up in defiance and raises his fists triumphantly and waves to the crowd saying, fight, fight, fight. So without interruption, we relive this moment together. In clip number three.
If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Move! Move!
All right, now let's start to get into the analysis. Let's go to what is probably the best compilation. This video is about 5 minutes long from different angles, and it starts with Trump talking, and it's timed up with when the crowd sees the shooter on the roof. Now, let's just add a little bit to this since it's not featured in the video, but it makes it more suspect that apparently there was a police officer that even identified him on the roof, which may have been responsible for the timing of it. He may have tried to take more time with the shot, but I think when we analyze the actual shot, we'll realize that, yeah, he had enough time to really line up his shot. And by the grace of God, Trump turning his head saved his life. And we've got a video of that as well. But this is how bad it is. It is actually almost 2 minutes, where audience members notice the potential assassin on the roof screaming for law enforcement. You even see one police officer there in the video. 2 minutes, 2 minutes of warning time that somehow doesn't warrant a response from Secret Service, not even enough to get Trump off the stage, really begs a lot of questions. Here it is with the timing in clip one.
He was doing his job. I wouldn't even be doing this. I'd be in some beautiful place with a gorgeous ocean.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Right there. See him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
And so I'm here with you fighting like hell to get a Senate.
What's happening?
And to make sure we take back the White House, because if we do, we're going to make America better than ever before. We're going to make it.
Yeah, look.
And it's
there
not
he is.
Easy, because we have millions and millions of people in our country that shouldn't be here. Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals.
He's on the roof. He's right here.
We have people that should not be here.
Right on the roof.
It's much tougher than it happened.
He went right on the roof again.
Ever. In recorded history, we're the best border. In fact, if they could ever put up a chart, I don't know if they can do it. Do you guys have access to that chart that I love so much?
It's now been 1 minute.
You don't mind if I go off teleprompter, do you? Because these teleprompters are so damn boring, I try and explain that. Oh, there's a... Wow. You guys are doing it. They're getting better with time. My guys. Take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right? So that's when I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the government services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of
now,
illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit older than Chuck. That Chuck's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something, you say.
2 minutes, people screaming he's got a gun, and shots are fired. So that's 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Oh, he's turning this way. Be careful.
From the crowd IDing the man on the roof with a gun and the shot being fired. 2 minutes.
Seems to be shots fired at the Trump rally.
All right, now take this video off the screen momentarily. There are also former Secret Service members and whistleblowers who are now reporting that Secret Service was notified about that individual even before the people were screaming about it. So we're talking about maybe 5, even 10 minutes Secret Service knew, because apparently somebody saw him hiding out beforehand and reported it to Secret Service. So we're talking about maybe 5, 10, maybe even more time that Secret Service could have known about this individual and didn't get Trump off the stage. They could have at least just said, President Trump, we need to just get you off the stage. We may have a security threat. Please just walk with us away. And we can resume the rally once we know that there's no issue here. And they didn't do it. Now, to get into the specifics about who was involved, where was there a stand down, how did this horrible miscommunication or lack of communication happen, I think we're either never going to know the specifics or we should wait until more whistleblowers and more information comes out. And it's not going to come from the FBI. It's not going to come from Secret Service. They're either involved in this or they're completely embarrassed by this, and so they don't want that information out there. But there will be more whistleblowers. There will be more experts coming forward and breaking this down, as some other snipers have, former Secret Service, advanced intelligence, advanced security have already came out and broken a lot of this stuff down. And the conclusion is that it's almost impossible that this bad of a security failure could have happened without there being an agenda. It's almost impossible. Now, you could say, well, the incompetence factor comes into play here, and we'll review that. But let's just notice this. In clip number 4, a tilt at the final moment saved Donald Trump's life. This is impeccable. We're talking about millimeters and milliseconds, or Donald Trump's head would have been blown off right there in front of the public for all to see, like JFK. We're talking millimeters and milliseconds. This is incredible when you see this in clip number 2. I'm sorry, clip number 4.
He sees something that said, take a look at what happened. He sees something that said, take a look what happened. Said, take a look what happened.
There's the head tilt. There's the shot. And instead it just grazes his ear instead of going through the back of his head. Now, it's a little hard, it's a little bittersweet, if that's even fair to say that this is a miracle, because a man did lose his life and two others were wounded in the process. But you can't help but feel like there was some divine intervention there, at least to protect Donald Trump. And again, that's sad, because a man did lose his life and two others were wounded in the process. So it's a little, you hate to even say that, but at the same time, we're talking millimeters and milliseconds. That was the difference between Trump being shot in front of the public in the head and his ear being nicked instead. Now, here's a couple of eyewitness reports talking about how the crowd was there notifying police about the shooter 2 minutes, 2 minutes before anybody acted. Clip number 6.
And watch and listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see them, but we could hear them. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police are like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for you know, 2-3 minutes, Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, five shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling police in the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
him? Binoculars.
Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see.
Okay, so let's get into that now. Let's get into where it was coming from. And guys, if you need to doc cam this, here's just a couple images of the venue. I'll lay them out on my desk here so we can see. So here's the venue without anything there, just right here. The shooter came up from a ladder on the back end of this building. Now, I think some questions need to be raised about that ladder, quite frankly. Did he place that there? Was it already placed there? Did somebody place that there? Is it permanently there? Because it would seem that the shooter had some form of advanced intelligence, some form of prior scouting to be able to get that shot. The odds of him showing up that day and getting this shot are almost 0%, almost impossible. How would he have known about that spot to get unnoticed and get a shot at the president? How would he have known about the ladder? How would he have known about the perch on the roof? How would he have known that he would have a sight line to the president from that angle to be able to pull this off? Seems like there was some advanced intelligence. Seems like there was some advanced scouting. Now, again, one more time, this is without the rally structure being there. He was noticed before he even climbed the ladder. He was noticed. He was pointed out before he even climbed the ladder at some point. A suspicious individual lurking around was already reported to Secret Service and nothing happened. So he then climbs the ladder on the backside, perches himself here. This process took probably at least 5 minutes between him getting to the ladder and ended up pulling the trigger. Secret Service had at least 2 minutes of warning from the public once he got onto the roof. And that's when he set up his shot from here to the stage, which was here, which perhaps here's another angle of that. But I like this angle better, or even this one, which is just the empty stage. But you can see this was probably, I mean, again, folks, had to be advanced intelligence, had to be advanced scouting, because he is practically behind the stage. He has a little bit of tree cover. He has a little bit of cover because of the stage here. And so, I mean, I don't even want to get into whether the shot was hard or not, because I keep hearing other people say, oh, it's an easy shot, it's a hard shot. Well, you know, I would argue it's a pretty damn difficult shot from 150 yards away without a scope. And you don't really have much time to sit down and get it lined up. And plus, Trump is moving. So, you know, that's a pretty difficult shot. It's almost impossible to think that he could even make the shot. But let's just throw that debate aside. He has to somehow get perched up, line up his shot that has to go through the crowd, through the bleachers, and hit Trump right here. Because here was where the individual who is deceased was hit, right there. And anybody who's ever done long-range shooting, it doesn't take much of a degree to change where the bullet ends up 150 yards away. I mean, just a slight degree will change the destination of the bullet, you know, multiple feet downrange. So it's likely that he took his first shot, was the most well-aimed because he had the most time. And then after that, he just started firing and eventually hit the bleachers where three people were hit, one fatally. And then eventually the Secret Service or the sniper that was on the roof, was it Secret Service? Was it local police? That information is still being debated. That's when they finally took him out. So here's just a couple of other angles with the stage set up so that you can see the shot had to go like through a crane holding a speaker through the bleachers to hit Trump. And I'm not trying to say it's a magic bullet. I just can't draw a straight line. So there you see. Now, it also could be one of the bullets strayed over here and hit the hydraulics on a truck that was over here holding up a speaker, which eventually you see fall in the background. And so, again, that's likely when he's just firing at will, knowing his spot has been compromised, and he's just got to fire as many times as possible. Here's another angle of it. This one is probably not the best because it doesn't really show the true angle like the others. But again, Secret Service here, stage here, shooter over here. So he has to go through the bleachers, around the screen, around the crane, and hit Trump. Now, here's why, really, I wanted to show this image. Notice what is right here. A water tower. How is it that there isn't Secret Service or local police or anybody at the highest point anywhere near this event, which would obviously be the water tower? And if you can't get access to the water tower or you feel that it's not a good place to set up, how do you not have some form of a high ground beyond just the tip of the roof behind Trump, like a drone or a helicopter or anything else? How is that even possible? Now, we'll get into this on the other side. You'd think that they'd have at least one or two people either on the water tower or a drone around, anything to get the high point. Nonetheless, this guy's able to come back from behind here, climb the ladder, and then get to his perch. But what's being talked about now from some whistleblowers leaking to the media is that the Secret Service stood down extra support that day and were very lax on the security that day, which just raises suspicions. And how could it be a coincidence that all of this happens at the same time? Probably impossible that that's a coincidence.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz, we know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations. Without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support
the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for products to keep strong and prepared. Donate and share the videos at band.video.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bill Gates up through that little chicken dick. You know how he walked, like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates. And Angelina Jolie going, children.
I am Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Piers Morgan.
Ever seen a Cellini?
My name's Glenn Beck.
That's Hillary.
Hold on, I'm Gary Johnson.
Hi, this is Barack Obama without my teleprompter. I was raised by the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? I'm Bernie Sanders.
Chris Hayes has glasses like he's a little smart guy.
Rachel Maddow.
Thank you, Satan, for all your love. Signed, Sheryl Sandberg.
Job of the Hutt.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm the Amazing Randy.
I am Optimus Prime.
I am William F. Buckley of the Sun.
Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and be the reason we're still on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is the War Room.
So obviously we have a lot of questions, and I don't suspect that the FBI or the Secret Service, unfortunately, is going to answer them. And what's sad about it, almost every institution, almost every federal institution is now completely distrusted, untrusted by the American people. And Secret Service was one of the last ones that had a high level of trust, a high level of approval. Not after today. Not after Saturday. Now, having said that, and I'm going to get more into some of these questions that we've discussed in the opening segment with my guest coming up, Andrew Rideau, who does advanced security for events like this, to talk about what he thinks was going on. Now, one question that I think we can all say is answered is, was there a second shooter? I have no reason to believe there was a second shooter at this point. I would say that he was definitely the lone shooter. And the problem is we're not probably going to get much information on this individual. Again, and even if we get it, nobody's going to trust it because nobody trusts our government. But I would say this guy had to... I mean, we know the alleged shooter, and I say alleged shooter because I'm not even sure I believe all the story at this point, to be honest with you. So the guy's name, there's a couple names floating around, a couple images floating around. I don't really know. I'm not really confident enough to go with that official story yet, to be honest with you. And if I'm being conspiratorial in any of this, that's probably where I'm the most conspiratorial. The point being, this is a guy who clearly had to be training. This is a guy who must have been going to the range regularly because it's not exactly an easy shot. Not exactly an easy shot from 150 yards away with all the different obstacles and a moving target. Not exactly an easy shot. Not something you just decide you're going to do a week in advance. Because when did Trump even announce this rally? A week or so in advance? So it would seem that there's a lot of stuff to be asked and answered about the shooter, but who knows if we'll ever get it and who will trust the information if and when it comes out. Was he a lone shooter? in that, did he do this all on his own? Was he encouraged to do this? Was he a patsy? Was he under MK Ultra? Did the NSA or somebody have prior intelligence that this would-be assassin was planning this and then maybe told somebody at Secret Service or the FBI or something, hey, let's go with the lax security on this day. We don't need extra forces. How do these things happen? But we know a little bit about the director of the Secret Service who, as of this moment, has still not resigned. Pathetic. Pathetic. And the fact that she hasn't resigned is only outdone by the fact that she hasn't been fired. I would have allowed her the grace of resignation, but since she didn't do it within 24 or 48 hours, now she should have been fired. Why is Kim Cheadle still the head of the Secret Service after this disaster? Fired! You can't fire her. She's a woman. She's a diversity hire, or maybe worse, she's a member of the deep state. Oh, wait till you see this. But is Biden going to fire her? Of course not. Biden doesn't even know what's going on. Is the Department of Homeland Security head Mayorkas going to fire her? Nope. He gave a press conference today and didn't fire her. Now, he did say that they're going to be providing Secret Service to RFK Jr. now, which is ironic, isn't it? All that time goes by, they deny RFK Jr. Secret Service. Then Secret Service almost allows Donald Trump to get assassinated, and now they say they want RFK Jr. to have Secret Service. Wow. Wow. Disgusting. Insulting. Kim Cheadle used to be the global security head at Pepsi Company. Pepsi Company. Before she was with Secret Service. Diversity hire Secret Service chief blamed for Trump shooting security failings. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle landed job after being pushed by Jill Biden's office, sources tell the New York Post. Oh, yeah. You don't think Jill Biden was in there? Fake Dr. Jill Biden? We need to have a woman. We should have a woman in charge. Here, put this lady in charge. She's a woman. It's great for diversity. Yay! By the way, you see all the women up there on the Secret Service team fumbling around, bumbling around, looking all confused, can't even holster their weapons, not even getting in front of the president. Some of them too short to even stand in front of the president. Yeah, did you know that the standard to be on the Secret Service for a woman is lower than that of a man? Did you know that? Did you know that? Of course, now the FBI is in charge of the investigation, so probably even worse. Here, let's take a look at a couple videos here regarding the Secret Service director. Here they are talking about how important diversity is within the Secret Service in clip 20.
To expand hiring, they're aiming to have 30% women recruits by 2030.
Oh, how'd that
and
go?
Even allowed YouTube influencer Michelle Carre to train with agents.
But I'm very conscious as I sit in this chair now of making sure that we need to attract diverse candidates and ensure that we are developing and giving opportunities to everybody in our workforce, and particularly women.
That workforce will be pivotal for the 2024 campaign season, which for the first time includes a former president who already has lifetime protection.
President Trump.
Agents were there when Donald Trump was arraigned in New York.
We were able to work out the details ahead of time of how that particular day was going to go, but we will always ensure the safety of all of our protectees that we have.
The service has a zero-fail mission. A mission officers are training to uphold, pretending this field is the most famous address in America.
So how'd all that go? How did all that go? Oh, I don't know. Donald Trump's head was almost blown off for the entire country to see at a rally. Do you think they're going to change the diversity protocols? Do you think they're going to change the standards for men and women? Do you think they're going to change the entire thing after this massive failure? By her own regard, she said, we have a 100% insurance. We insure the protectee. 0% failure. So resign then. How did she get there? Here's another little special on Kim Cheadle. Tell me if any of this sounds suspicious in clip 11.
She would know. The 28-year veteran was on the team that evacuated Vice President Dick Cheney on 9/11, and she served on then-Vice President Biden's protective detail. He named her director in mid-2022. USA! Amid a swirl of controversy over the agency deleting nearly all of its text messages from January 6th, the agency says that was due to a data migration.
System migrations happen. But I think for a lot of Americans, it just doesn't pass the smell test, given the timing and the volume of messages deleted.
Well, it's unfortunate that that would be the assumption that people would make. Our integrity is everything, and there was nothing nefarious attached to that.
Their integrity has...
So let's get this straight. Kim Cheadle worked with Dick Cheney on 9/11. Kim Cheadle worked with Joe Biden... Kim Cheadle was a diversity hire who wanted to bring diversity to the Secret Service, and Kim Cheadle was responsible for all the data and messages from January 6th disappearing so the House Republicans couldn't get that intel, couldn't get that data. Does anything else need to be said about Kim Cheadle? Well, let me repeat myself in case you missed it earlier. Kim Cheadle should have resigned 72 hours ago. And the fact that nobody has fired her 2 days after this assassination is pathetic. If there was an inside conspiracy, Kim Cheadle is the first one that needs to be looked at now.
Police have tracked down a killer whose crimes spanned the country. The man accused of killing a Maryland mother of five on a popular hiking trail has been captured in Oklahoma. Rachel Marin was dragged from a hiking trail in Maryland where she was raped and murdered. Hernandez allegedly has ties to the notorious MS-13 gang and entered the country illegally in February of last year.
The sheriff says that he fled to the U.S. illegally after murdering a woman in El Salvador in January of 2023. Just 1 month before he entered the U.S. last year, Interpol issued an arrest warrant for Hernandez.
We are 1,800 miles away from the southern border, and the American citizens are not safe because of failed immigration policies. This is the second time in just 2 years that an innocent Harford County woman has lost her life to a criminal in our country illegally.
As far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration has the blood of Rachel Warren in their hands.
Two officers were shot overnight. The suspect also shot in the exchange of gunfire.
Police also saying that suspect Bernardo Raul Castro Mata currently resides at a migrant shelter not too far away from here.
Christian Inga was arraigned today in New York City on charges of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl after school last week in a shocking daylight attack. Police say the 25-year-old migrant from Ecuador approached two teens in the park at knife point. According to the criminal complaint, the suspect tied the boy and girl to one another, gagged them, then raped the girl before fleeing the scene. Police say Inga entered the U.S. illegally through Eagle Pass, Texas, back in 2021.
We've also learned from law enforcement here in New York that Christian Ingalandi was actually ordered to go back to Ecuador just a year later in 2022. Had he been deported, we may not have this case that has really struck a chord with people here in New York City, but even people around the country.
A Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua has victimized thousands through extortion, drug and human trafficking, kidnapping and murder. And now U.S. law enforcement, including Customs and Border Protection and the FBI, say the gang has made their way into the country.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens, who has confirmed multiple arrests of alleged Tren de Aragua members over the last year, issued a warning in early April after reporting yet another arrest. Watch out for this gang, he said. It is the most powerful in Venezuela, known for murder, drug trafficking, sex crimes, extortion, and other violent acts.
Today, an illegal immigrant who killed someone in Troy is set to be sentenced. Carlos Corrales Ramirez pleaded guilty to the deadly stabbing last month. He admitted to killing a man near River and Dow Streets last September. The Honduras native was also charged with a stabbing in Maryland last February. He was arrested for that crime, but was later released because Maryland officials never extradited him.
Eight individuals, all from the Central Asian country of Tajikistan, were arrested in Los Angeles, New York, and Philadelphia. They entered the United States this year and in 2023, crossing the Mexican border. They were vetted and allowed to remain in the country. CBS News has learned further investigation uncovered the men had possible ties to ISIS-K.
Five men in the U.S. illegally were arrested Monday morning in Northeast Missouri after a teenage girl was reported missing in Indiana. The suspects are accused of kidnapping the 14-year-old from her home. They were tracked down in Macon County. All five of these men are charged with second-degree kidnapping and first-degree endangering the welfare of a child.
Developments in the brutal abduction and murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl whose body was found dumped in a bayou. Police arrested 21-year-old Johan Jose Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, both illegal migrants from Venezuela. Surveillance video appeared to show both men with the girl just hours before she was found dead. Both men have been charged with capital murder. Critics blaming Jocelyn's death on President Biden's border policies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, when we see the American left, and let's be clear, there's two sides to this. You have the American left that is celebrating the assassination attempt, wishing Trump would have been dead. They're making public statements. I've got the evidence of that. And then you have the American left, and this is really more of the political left, the propaganda agents for Joe Biden, that are saying, oh, we need to lower the temperature. We need to come together. We need unity. Oh. Mm-hmm. It's like the bully begging for forgiveness when he realizes that you know karate or something. It's like Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars when he's down on the ground begging for his life. But then throws the Jedi off the cliff. So no, let's be perfectly clear. The American left saying to lower the temperature, they're the ones that turn the thermostat all the way up. The American left saying, oh, we need unity. Political violence is not the answer. They're the ones that divided us. They're the ones that engaged in violence and called for violence and celebrated violence. And the only reason they're saying, oh, lower the temperature today, as if they didn't raise it, is because they know they're responsible. They know they have blood on their hands, and they know now the entire country can see it. When Donald Trump got shot, everybody thought the same thing. You called him Hitler. You called him evil. You called him a threat. You called him a fascist, a dictator, everything else. You did that. And now you want to lower the temperature? So again, part of me, as despicable as they are, but part of me, the American left that's saying, oh yeah, Trump should have been dead. I mean, at least they're ideologically consistent. If Trump is really the most evil person of all time, worse than Hitler, well, then at least they're ideologically consistent saying, yeah, we want him to be dead. As despicable as they are, as brainwashed as they are, at least they're ideologically consistent. All these leftists saying, lower the temperature, we need unity, stop the division. You raised the temperature, you caused the division, you did this, and you know it. And there's a big difference. Don't let them try to reverse judo this onto you, like they are doing in the media. I've got the clips saying, well, this is Trump's fault. This is the conservatives are saying this about Biden. No. There's a big difference. There is a distinctive difference between lying about Donald Trump and telling the truth about Joe Biden. A very distinct difference. And there's also a distinct difference in the approach from the left and the right. The right's pissed off because we don't get any results. The right's pissed off because we have all the evidence about Joe Biden. We want to have hearings. We want to have criminal proceedings. We want to do things peacefully, legally, and lawfully, and we get nothing done. The left riots in the streets. No. Spare me your lower the temperature. We need unity. Oh, that's nice. That's nice as you're drenched in blood. You just tried to clean off the blood of all the illegal alien murders that you're responsible for, and now you've got Trump's blood all on your face and you're calling for unity. That's funny. As if we don't know you've had a knife to our neck. As if we don't know you've been slashing us and gashing us with a gun to our head for 8 years. And now, but see, you thought you were doing it secretly. You thought you were doing it and nobody was noticing. You thought it was all, oh yeah, like cloak and dagger. Like, yeah. Well, now the curtain's been pulled back and now everybody sees you with the gun. And now you're saying, oh no, oh, drop the gun, put your hands, oh no, not us. You want some more evidence? You ever seen this? You probably, if you have a streaming service, you probably saw this pushed to your feed. President Evil. And it's a picture of Donald Trump with a knife like he's a murderer. President Evil. Probably pushed to your streaming feeds. Probably saw that. Remember the movie Civil War? Yeah. Remember that one, how they were depicting conservatives there? And there's all kinds of other shows. They're doing the same thing. I could go on with this for days, by the way. How about the Washington Post, December 2023? Yes, it's okay to compare Trump to Hitler. Yeah. Oh, they want to lower the temperature, though. This was just a few weeks ago from the Huffington Post. Supreme Court gives Joe Biden the legal okay to assassinate Donald Trump. That was July 1st. How about that? How about that? The okay to assassinate Donald Trump? Yeah, you want to lower the temperature, don't you? Here's Biden propaganda agent, Harry Sissy. According to the Supreme Court, Biden could now send in SEAL Team 6 to take all of them out. He could send in the military to take out Trump. Oh, you want to lower the temperature, do you, bud? You literally called for the assassination of Donald Trump, and then he got shot. No, but you want to lower the temperature. I see. Yeah. Vox. Yesterday. Yes, it's still fair to call Trump a threat to democracy. That's after he was shot. Here's another one from Vox. And they actually changed their headline. It was so bad. The original headline was, Trump is still a threat to democracy. And then they changed it. Now it's Joe Biden isn't to blame for Trump's near assassination. Well, the only reason you have to say that is because you know he is. Now, here's what's interesting about this politically. Because I asked myself this. Well, Can the Democrats still run on Trump bad? Can the Democrats still run and fuel Joe Biden's campaign or whoever it is on Trump hate? Can they still do that? Suppose they could, but, you know, you'd think that they'd read the room, see which way the wind blows, and realize, you know, running on Trump hate at this stage in the game is probably not a good idea. Probably not a good idea to fuel the campaign on Trump hate, especially now that we're pretending like we want to lower the temperature. But what's worse is that what else can they run on? That's all they have. They don't have policy. They don't have success stories. They have nothing. All they have to run on is Trump hate. That's all they have. So can they still run on Trump hate after the attempted assassination? Well, they have no other option, unfortunately. Now, again, I don't want to get too much into the shooter because if I am being conspiratorial here, I don't even know. I just really don't know. Multiple names have been floated around, and I know we have an official name. I don't even want to say it for multiple reasons. The whole thing could be a setup. But I do notice that they're saying, oh, he was a registered Republican. Well, yeah, you do know that Democrats register as Republicans so that they can vote in Republican primaries and try to fix Republican races, too. So we got a security expert coming up. We've also got the response from Biden, the left-wing media, and it's all more of exactly what we just showed you.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason, to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.